Welcome to Gaia's Everything, a podcast ranging in subjects from sex to astrophysics. This podcast is based on a one-page book that Brent Martin and myself published a few months ago called How to Help a Friend in Trouble. At the bottom of that one-page book, which contains a lot of different tips on how to help people, there is one tip that stands out, which is more important than anything you can do when helping other people. It is this: get the person to help others. Of course, you sit down and you listen to his problems and you acknowledge in a very empathetic way his problems in the first place, meaning you have to be there mentally. You have to really achieve that state. You should read the book Mental Training, The Core, and then you listen. And we have a one-page book on that too, which is called Listening Superpower. But if you're there, really there mentally, listening to the person, acknowledging his problems, the next thing you should do is actually get the person to help others. Get him out there. Get him to help somebody. Doesn't matter how, doesn't matter who. Just get him to focus on other people's problems. So he starves his own problems to death by lack of attention. He starts to have attention on other people instead of himself. Gets him to be less self-centered, makes his own problems less interesting, makes himself more interested in focusing on other people. Another benefit from this is that he will have a greater self-esteem. He will have a sense of value. He will feel that he is doing something valuable to other people. Another angle, and why this works so fantastically well, is that he gets another perspective of his own problems. He will see that other people have a lot of shit going on in their life, so his shit in his life is not such a big deal afterwards. It's not the end of the world. And by starting to help other people, through all these benefits that that will bring, he will sort himself out. Instead of you sitting there like a hobby shrink or trying to figure out how to help him the best you can by, you know, listening to his problems to the end of the world, or trying to sort out his problems and writing lists on how to tackle and help him focus on this and that, etc. Instead of actually tackling his problems, just make him, motivate him to go out and help some other people, because then he will sort himself out. It's truly that simple. I've done this at least 100 times with people. I should do it more, because I've been through all my coaching and mental training, etc., I've been too much focusing on helping the person with his problems. Now, enough of that, and I will start to do even more of what I've done a lot already, but I should do it even more, and that is to quickly divert the focus from his problems over to him helping others. So there is a tip right there, and how to actually achieve this. Well, just go out, try to help somebody. This is the test. This is where the rubber meets the road. And here is my challenge for you on this podcast. Go out and help somebody. Doesn't matter how. Just go out and help somebody. And if you can, help that person to help another. Because if you can get that ball rolling, it will be a paved forward type of situation where everybody helps others to help others to help others to help others, and we will have a positive spiral around you. I mean, it's a long way to have a positive spiral in the community, or maybe, you know, the society, but at least around you there could be a little positive spiral about, you know, people helping other people. So this is what it distills down to. The one-page book, read that. It's on isna.org. You'll find all the one-page books there under the heading one-page books, or you can find them on Amazon as an e-book. You can read all of them, but take this to heart: how to help a friend in trouble. The main point is get the person to help others. Get the person to be less self-centered, more focusing on other people's problems, and he will for sure fix himself. It's not your responsibility to fix him. It's your responsibility to make him help others, and then he will fix himself. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.